Why are you stopping?
Get out.
Frank, it's cold. And it's still dark.
I said get out.
Where are we? Frank, if it's Gino you're mad about, don't be. I mean, he's just a punk. Just a kid from the West Side.
Get out!
Frank, please, I didn't do nothing. Honest, we just rode around.
Walk down to the river.
I love you, Frank. You're the only one. I'll do anything, Frank. Please. Please, Frankie. Put the gun away. I love you, Frankie. It's so cold. So dark and cold. Don't, Frankie. Please don't.
So long, kid. Nobody. Two times. Frank Stern. Nobody. Especially a Greek.
Theater 5 presents Poor Little Greek Girl.
Homicide Sergeant Barker. Now, quiet evening, Lieutenant. Got one out of the river. Young girl, crime lab's looking for prints right now. Yeah, regular spring thaw case. Probably been floating 2 or 3 months. Yeah, he's here. Seems like a bright lad. Yes, sir. I'll call you if it's anybody important. Good night. Well, Lieutenant says welcome to homicide. He'll spend some time with you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, good. I'll come early.
Okay. Not much happening tonight. Most of the action's on weekends. How do you like working in plain clothes?
It feels kind of funny. I'm not used to the shoulder holster.
Yeah, it all takes time. You know how to make good coffee?
Instant?
No, that's no good. We use the real stuff. Stronger the better. Homicide, Sergeant Barker. Okay, shoot. Delphi Colias. Spell it right. Yeah. Okay, missing since December. Yeah. Got pictures? Hey, we got a new man here, Reagan. He'll be right down for the file. It sounds like a professional knock. Was she hustling? Oh, yeah, I remember her old man. Owns a belly dancer joint in Greektown. Okay, Ray, thanks.
Now, what's the matter, Sergeant?
Son, I've been in homicide for 18 years, and I still don't know how to break the news. Oh, good evening, Mr. Colias. How's business? Oh, by the way, we found your daughter. Here it is, B-42. Reagan, hold Mr. Colias' arm.
Oh, no. No.
Hold him, Reagan. Mr. Colias, please, look at the body carefully. This is the official identification. Is this your daughter?
Yes. She was a very bad girl.
Hold on to him, Reagan. Don't let him fall. I'm
doing my best.
Oh, my baby. My little girl.
Mr. Colias, who did it? Who killed her?
Sarge, take it easy.
Answer me, Papa. Who killed her? Who killed your little girl? Who put the bullet in her head? Who did it?
The bagman. A filthy bagman.
Turn.
Yes, a filthy bagman.
Thank you, Papa. Take him home, Regan.
Isn't that sort of rough, Sarge? I mean, springing the body on him in the morgue that way.
Yeah, but people in shock don't lie. Next time, stand behind him. Somebody hits the floor, they can sue. You got Gino's address?
Yes, sir. 1842 Falmouth Street, apartment C. Gino Lombardi.
That's about three more blocks.
What's Stern like?
Frankie? Very smart man. Most who'd specialize. Frank's good at everything. Cartage, safes, driving, murder, you name it. Even runs a pretty good fence. Every hot cigarette in town goes through his vending machines. You know, about 20 years ago, Frankie drove a 2-ton truck filled with cigarette cartons right out of a warehouse in broad daylight. The dispatcher couldn't believe it. Finally started chasing him in a pickup. Now imagine, this big truck rumbling down the street with the pickup honking his horn. Well, I'm in a squad with another cop, and we join the parade. When the road widens, we turn on the siren and pull up next to him. Frankie was just a kid then, and he gets scared. He jumps out and runs across a vacant field. I start firing and hit him in the leg on the second shot. Down he goes. We race up, and I say, "Kid, what did you steal that truck for?" Mind you, a 2-ton truck. He says, "Leg wound and all." I had a strong desire to smoke. You ever hear such a thing?
Sarge, how about his leg?
Yeah.
Was it serious?
Yeah. He still lives. But now he uses his brains instead of his legs. A Greek town alone's worth $500,000 to him. And they fill the bag real good.
Oh, we're in the 1800 block, Sarge.
Okay. Try to park legal.
She was a wild chick. I mean, the crazier it was, the better. We used to dance in the juke joints and see how much your wheels could do. Radio going full blast. Whole scene. Johnny Bombardieri and me and two broads. Johnny's was still something. Long Greek name.
Where was Delphi staying?
Motel on the north side. Fancy pad, man. Even had a phone in a John. That's class, huh?
Yeah, sure. Who was paying for the pad?
I don't know. Not me.
Whose car was it?
I never asked. We just went, man. You know, she used to drive me home. Right here.
When's the last time you saw her?
Last December. A little after midnight. She drove me home. It was a Friday. Cold night, no moon. Said she'd come by next Monday. But she never did. Nice kid, though. Nice build.
Gino, you know whose car that was and who was paying the motel tab?
Some slob. Who knows?
Frank Stern.
Frank Stern? You mean I was mixed up with one of his chicks? Marron.
Excuse me, miss. I'd like to talk to you.
Sure, baby. How about a drink? My name's Kitty. What's yours?
Regan. Homicide. This is Sergeant Barker.
Cops? Some nice this is.
Are you Estelle Giannakopoulos?
My professional name is Kitty Starr.
Some profession.
Who asked you, old man?
We'd like to ask you a few questions about Delphi Callias.
Never heard of her.
She was your best friend for 2 years.
Who says?
Let's get down to the bureau, Kitty. It's too noisy here.
Hey.
Come on.
My job. You can't pull me out of here in mid-shift. You gonna arrest me because I knew somebody?
No, because you're breaking two laws. You're hustling drinks and you're 17 years old.
You can't do this. I've got my rights. I'm a citizen.
Sure, baby, sure. Get her, Colt.
Mr. Callias, I'd like to talk to you.
What about?
About your daughter.
I don't have a daughter.
About Delphi.
I never had a daughter. Leave me alone.
I'll stop by your house tomorrow.
I got nothing to say. No daughter, no nothing.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
How do you like detective work now, Reagan?
Well, I've done my share of walking.
Each murder's worth 1,000 miles of shoe leather.
Where'd you put her?
Near the back, so her screams don't bother anybody.
Junkie?
Yeah.
Has she talked yet?
No, but she's about ready.
Let me out of here.
Hello, Kitty. Remember us?
Let me out of here.
Thinking of doing just that. But first, we'd like to ask you a few questions.
I don't know nothing. Sergeant, please. Just let me go home.
Where's home?
My folks on the west side.
You living with them now?
Yes, sometimes.
And what about other times?
The owner of the joint I work in.
Mason?
Yeah.
Who put you on junk?
I'm clean. I just got a call, that's all. Maybe a touch of flu. Well,
maybe we better put you in the infirmary.
No, no, just let me go home. Mama knows how. Please.
Who's Mama, Mason?
I have a heart cop. Let me go. You're not the junk squad. What do you want me to do? Triggs?
Tell me about Delphi. Where'd you meet?
We quit school together 2 years ago. Thrown out of the house, the whole bit.
What about Stern?
I don't know him.
Would you know him tomorrow? You'd stop back then.
No, don't leave. Frankie came by about a year ago. One of the Greek joints. Oh, he's big out there.
So I've heard.
Right away, he's got eyes for Delphi.
How old was she then?
16, same as me. Only she looks older with the build. Well, he spent a lot of money on her. Clothes, car. The works.
What about Papa?
Oh, nobody pushes the bag man. Not even a Greek. Oh, Sarge, I just...
When did he put her up at the motel?
In the fall. Oh, real cool pad. Everybody figured he'd have her hustling. He don't even let her pop. Only reefers. Not much of that. Maybe he loved her.
What about Gino?
Oh, Frankie, he wasn't there much. She got bored, so she calls me, and I get the boys. It was Kicks. Just passing time.
Who killed her?
I don't know. I talked too much already. Please, please, Stern, let me go.
Stern?
Yeah.
Why?
Jealous.
Of a punk kid?
Anybody with two good legs.
Where'd he do it?
By the river late at night.
How do you know?
Grapevine.
Anybody see him?
Oh, no. Not Frankie. Please. Please, mister. I'll do anything. Please, just let me go. Before I die. Please. Hey, kid. How about it? Talk him into it, huh? Please. Please.
It's up to the sergeant.
Oh, Sergeant. Come on before I get sick.
Let her out, Reagan.
Oh.
in town. You got a fix lined up?
I'm not sure.
At 17, you need it that bad.
Oh, baby, I'd kill my mother for it.
Afternoon, Sergeant.
Oh, hello, Frankie. Sit down.
Been a long time.
Yeah. Want some coffee?
No. No, thanks. Just had some. Oh, new man?
Yeah. Reagan.
Yes, sir.
Come on over here. Detective Reagan. Frankie Stern.
How are you, kid?
Hello.
Sit down.
Thanks. I'll stand.
Well, what can we do for you, Frankie? Buy some cigarettes?
That's pretty good. Listen, maybe I could put a machine out in the lobby, huh?
How's the family?
Oh, fine, fine. Oldest kid's in college now. Just fine. How about yours?
Oh, they're okay.
They heard you were looking for me.
Us? What for?
I don't know. Just something I heard.
Well, if we need you, I'll let you know.
Sure, Sarge. You know me. Anytime. Well, nice meeting you, lad. Just do what the sergeant tells you here, and you'll be a real good cop.
Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, Sarge, it's been a long time. We'll see you around.
Yeah. Hey, Frankie, had any strong desires to smoke lately?
I'll never forget that name, Parker. No, sir.
Why didn't you book him?
For what?
Delphi Callias.
Can you prove it in court?
No. To have him just stroll in here when you know he's guilty.
Son, if we keep walking, keep asking questions, maybe we can build a case. Until that time, the file on the Greek girl remains open. Frankie Stern, well, he's just one more family man in the suburbs. When he takes out the garbage, he limps. Ugh. This coffee's terrible, Reagan. You'll never make it in homicide with coffee like this. Barker. Oh, another one, huh? Yeah, another spring thaw case. Okay. Regan will be down to the file as soon as he makes some fresh coffee.
Something important, Sergeant?
No, it'll wait. It'll take a lot of coffee before we grab Frankie, so you might as well learn to make it good.
Theater 5 has presented Poor Little Greek Girl, written by Jim McGinn, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Bernard Grant, Jackson Beck, Barbara Berger, Wayne Tippett, Evelyn Juster, George Petrie, and Ira Lewis. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York, 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.